This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Governments across the world are imposing new restrictions on daily life as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. The World Health Organization warned Monday that while social distancing is welcome and necessary, all countries must put more resources into making testing available. The United States, as well as many other Western countries, has been criticized for a lack of access to testing, even for those who seek it. While testing for the virus still has its challenges, there is progress on developing a vaccine. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
A government official says a clinical trial evaluating a vaccine designed to protect against the new coronavirus will begin today. Testing will begin on 45 young, healthy volunteers. That's taking place at a Kaiser research facility in Seattle. The vaccine was co-developed by NIH and Moderna, a biotechnology company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Public health officials say it'll take a year to 18 months to fully validate any potential vaccine. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration says a foreign disinformation campaign is trying to spread fear about the coronavirus in America. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Federal officials say it's a deliberate attempt to unsettle a nation already on edge. They're not naming the entity they believe responsible for sowing fears of a nationwide quarantine. The National Security Council tweeted last night text messages claiming such a drastic step is coming are fake. Rumors about the government's virus response have been spreading for weeks. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he's had senior leaders in various fields ask about them. He's urging residents to find trusted sources of news, saying there's so much information out there, some legit and a lot just wild speculation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Asian stock exchanges plummeted Monday in the first trading session since the Federal Reserve announced it was cutting the key interest rate to near zero. This is VOA News.